This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Separating fact from fiction. Piercing through globalist propaganda and the fog of their deceptions. Jones, your host, on this Monday, March 23rd, 2020, worldwide transmission. We are 224 days out from the election, which they're now openly saying may be suspended. We're going to open the phones up throughout the broadcast today. We've got Robert Barnes, who was on yesterday with a message to the president. The president responded to that in a tweet. And so much more here today. This is America and the world in the globalist crosshairs, but we can defeat them. Here's an important report, a boot stomping on liberty's face forever, and we'll be back. The world is going into martial law. And I want to quantify what martial law composed of, the different types of it around the different parts of the world, how it's implemented, and where it tends to lead nations. The Democrats have followed the lead of the dictatorial EU and the communist Chinese and their dictator, and they have, by example, established martial law, welding them into their homes, making sure to show you the footage to scare you as much as possible. And then as soon as the West picked up the panic, China said, we're done, no more virus, 100% back to work. We were only shut down about a month or so. But in America, it's going to be 18 months, we're told, which will mean we will no longer exist. The definition in Black's Law Dictionary is the proper definition under U.S. law for martial law. Martial law, which is built upon no settled principles, but is entirely arbitrary in its decisions, is in truth and reality no law, but something indulged rather than allowed as a law. The necessity of order and discipline in an army is the only thing which can give it countenance, and therefore it ought not be permitted in time of peace when the king's courts are open for all persons to receive justice according to the laws of the land. And the governor of New York, the tyrant, who said, if you're a Christian or a gun owner or pro-life, get out of the state. He now has declared an emergency and told New Yorkers, don't leave your homes. Merriam-Webster, the law administered by military force that is invoked by a government in emergency when the civilian law enforcement agencies are unable to maintain public order and safety. Wikipedia, the imposition of direct military control over normal civilian functions by government, especially in response to a temporary emergency such as invasion or major disaster or in an occupied territory. And it's the latter. We're being occupied by the crisis.
We need to bend the curve in the state of California. And in order to do that, we need to recognize the reality. The fact is, the experience we're having on the ground throughout the state of California, the experience that's manifesting all across the United States, and for that matter, around the rest of the world, require us to adjust our thinking and to adjust our activities.
And notice they're telling you now, 18 months. It was 2 weeks in Europe, then it was a month. It was 2 weeks in China, then it was a month. But now we're told it's, just 18 months. Now they say, no, that's not enough, maybe 3 years. And then checks will be given to you, even if you didn't want to be on welfare, so that you can go buy at the big box stores. And you've got to go out with your permission slip that you're going, that you'll get from Walmart or Target. And then you'll drive in, and the police will check you at a checkpoint. And then you'll go in wearing your mask, and you'll get your food once a week when you're allowed out of your house. And you will go home, or you will face 6 months in jail. But criminals, armed robbers, rapists, they're all being let out of jail by the tens of thousands a day now. The homeless are exempt in New York and in California. And the migrants and homeless in Europe. The Islamics, they're all exempt. Sweden's banned all air travel in and out of the country, except for Soros UN-funded aircraft that land multiple times daily from the Middle East and North Africa, bringing in military-aged men. So the criminals can run around wild. The homeless can run around wild. The illegal aliens can run around wild. The borders can pretty much still be open and porous, but you are going to stay in your house, you dirty, stinking American. And This is just out. Germany closes border to Europeans, but migrants still allowed in. That's been announced from France, Luxembourg, and other countries. That's right. Bring in the Islamicists, but you can't leave your house.
The globalist and the enemy of the people, corporate media, have worked overtime like the devil to destroy all independent pro-America truth-based media. And chief amongst their enemy has been InfoWars. But thanks to you spreading the word and thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we are still on the air and have actually expanded in the face of their tyranny. It is now more critical than ever that you take this opportunity to share Band.video and InfoWars.com and the articles and reports that are so critical, because the world is waiting up and needs this information now more than ever. From myself and the InfoWars crew, you have our undying pledge and commitment to fight these tyrants harder than we ever have before, and to defend basic freedom and justice and the American way of life. This is the crossroads, America and the planet in the balance. Whatever you do, please take action and spread the word. God bless and good luck.
It's floating in the air. But it's fear.
But it's fear. And you're here. Calling you everywhere.
Look out. Like all the 62 million aborted babies.
Rainbow in the
400 million in China. Rainbow in the dark, getting hacked up by those surgeons. Nobody came to save them. Who had empathy for them? But now, less people died worldwide from coronavirus, the Chinese communist virus, than die from the flu every year in the United States. Think about that. We have an extremely important plate here, but I just really want to take your calls. Robert Barnes was on last night, and I said, what is your message to the president? And he issued one. And President Trump responded to Barnes a few hours later. So he is going to be on the broadcast coming up the middle of the next hour. But I want to go ahead and just give the number out now to take your calls. But I'm serious when I say this, and I'm really going to implement it today so we get to more people. But a little bit better, but not where I want to go. I'm going to give each person about a minute. Just, I love you to death. You love me. If you hate me, call in too, but don't need to even say that. Just get to, in 1 minute, what you think about the virus or the topic or the issue you want to discuss in it, with the crashing economy and the Democrats openly killing the funding package and celebrating it, and just the fact that this country's at war with the globalists and the Chi-Coms. I want to get your take, your first responder view. You're a teacher, you're a police officer, you're somebody in a factory that's been laid off. You're calling in from France, you're calling in from Spain, you're calling in from Japan, you're calling in from China, you're calling in from Brazil. I want to just get your minute and move to the next person. Toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX, or 877-789-2539. Or if you were calling international, I have trouble calling 1-800 numbers. Some countries do. Some plans do. It's the country code, and 512-646-1776. 512-646-1776 or 877-789-ALEX. And I'm going to your calls next segment. I'll play this later next hour when Barnes is on with us and we're taking your calls. But we can have a debate on whether or not we should add $1 trillion they announced last week as a spending package. We direct payments to the American people and to workers. with provisions that the big corporations couldn't do stock buybacks and give themselves money like General Motors did when Obama bailed it out when there was no need. We've gone past the Rubicon here, ladies and gentlemen. We passed the point of return years ago. There is a global race to devalue currencies. There is a worldwide program of devaluing them, and it's going to happen. And so it's all about what currency is left standing at the end. I'm all for fiscal conservatism. That's all gone. Now, when the $1 trillion announcement didn't help, Trump announced $4 trillion. The Democrats looked at that, and they know that would probably prop up the stock market and prop up the economy during this economic attack, and that's what this is. And they voted it down last night and this morning. They're just refusing. And the stock market, let's pull up CNBC, please. Last time I checked, it was down 300 points. Let's just go to CNBC.com, and we'll see where the Dow Jones Industrial Average is right now. So separate from debates about fiscal issues or is this right or is this wrong, the Democrats are everywhere saying they hope coronavirus tanks the economy. They hope it drives Trump from office. And that's in the last few months. And now it's happening. It's down 840 points since I looked an hour ago. Isn't that wonderful for the globalists and the left? Because they're all just going to buy it up at the end of this huge crash and this big freakout. And the more crooked elements of Wall Street are all in on this. So here's the headline. It's up on Infowars.com. Democrats sink Senate Republican coronavirus stimulus plan that would send cash to families. Because if you're going to have a bailout, don't do trillions to foreign banks and, you know, all the Obama bailouts, and then Bush would send an $800 check to people. Literally, it was equivalent to like 1% of what the people got to 99% of what the big banks got. Warren Buffett was the biggest recipient. He got $400+ billion to his company. One company. And he lobbied for it. And then he talks about fiscal conservatism and how he wants to pay more taxes. What a sick joke. It's all a game. Bill and Melinda Gates, all those guys are, quote, philanthropists. They put their money into tax-free companies that operate with profits. It's a big club, as George Carlin said, and we ain't in it. Senate Dems under his bill to compel Donald Trump to invoke Defense Production Act. They want nationalization and the president to nationalize all the companies so that once they remove him, they have full control. And boy, that's fascism when you've got the government running the companies. So the Democrats are pushing fascism. Trump already has the private companies running it themselves. De Blasio was on TV Friday, Saturday, and Sunday saying Trump's not sent troops to New York. He's not sent medical supplies. All of it's a huge lie. The troops entered with huge medical convoys Friday. He's on the Sunday show with Chuck Todd saying he hasn't lifted a finger. No troops, no medicine. That's like saying I'm not wearing a navy blue sports jacket. It'd be like De Blasio's on TV going, I'm not wearing a navy blue sports jacket. I'm not wearing a red tie. It's like him saying, I don't look like a pedophile. Well, yeah, you do. But the point is that he is wearing a blue sports jacket. He is wearing a red tie. It's lies so insane, so ridiculous, that it's just the exercise of fraud in your face to destroy confidence. And that's why at the press conferences and everywhere, they're like, we're all dead. Everyone's panicking. Run for the hills. We're all dead. Ah! You can argue all day how deadly is the virus, and it's great to protect yourself. I'm not against folks that are really concerned about it. Time will tell just how bad it is. But the hysteria is being driven artificially. Now, separately, the president, the very same Mother Jones outfit, Dr. McKimshaw, please, a few weeks ago that said Jones is horrible. He says he has a cure for coronavirus. Never said that. Talk about nanosilver and its properties. Well, now the very same group, the very same writers at Mother Jones, went after me. They come out, because they're Soros' mouth, and says, Trump is giving medical advice. He shouldn't do that. And then now they've weighed in, and they're saying he shouldn't say hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak has been shown, the Europeans and the Chinese say absolutely, to give you a 90%+ recovery rate if you're even already sick. Now, he's just stating what's known. And they go, you're not allowed, unless you're a doctor, to say that. He's got all the doctors standing behind him nodding. This is a cult of the left that the president can't even tell you things that are known to help you. And thank God there's pretty much a cure, a major treatment that helps almost everybody, not 100% cure. The idea of that, and then as soon as they tattletaled, the media was all attacking him, saying there is no hope, you're all dead. By the way, what does hydroxychloroquine do? It injects and forces your body to push zinc into the cells. And if you've got enough zinc in you, folks, you've got to watch out, though, it can hurt your kidneys to consult a physician at high levels. The viruses can't get in and replicate in the mitochondrial engine. And it also coats the cell. Where is it on the news that zinc is awesome? Well, the public already knows. You can't find zinc anywhere on store shelves. We have it, by the way, zinc in the Real Red Pill, Red Pill Plus, with all the other great vitamins and minerals, and pregnenolone to boost its effectiveness in pushing all of that into your body at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
So does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, for me, the biggest story is the Democrats, the Chi-Cons, the EU, the globalists, big tech, every new world order operation saying this virus is the end of the world, and then saying Trump's not responding enough, and then he tries to get $4 trillion to actually order companies to keep people employed and give them their paychecks going out at least 3 months and give them $3,000 on top of it. And they say no. I mean, that's what the Bernie Sanders people, all of them want this. Separate from a debate about whether you want guaranteed, you know, income and all the rest of it. This is almost what AOC said, where you get a couple thousand dollars a month even if you don't want to work. Remember that in her green plan? Now, Trump tried to turn the economy back on, did a great job. I get he's giving us adrenaline when we're going into, you know, a coma here. He's trying to wake us back up, but you can debate whether that's a good thing or not. But what about them cheerleading the crisis, driving down the stock market, celebrating that, and then killing the aid package when they're the party that always wants to spend all the money? I say if we get the word out about that, it permanently ends their party. It's bold to be on MSNBC, CNN, HBO, saying we want a depression, we want a recession. Oh, we hope coronavirus hurts America. It's worth it. Oh, we hope the president dies from coronavirus. I mean, that's like a cartoon villain. I'll get you and your little dog too, my pretty. Or the witch from Sleeping Beauty. She's like, I'll get you, and on your 16th birthday, you'll prick your finger and die. I hope the economy goes down and everybody dies in the streets and there's a civil war. I hope the president dies. No borders, no wall, no USA at all. Keep the borders open, but lock everyone in their houses. Oh, we shouldn't treat the old people. There's too many of them. There's too many boomers. I hope they all die. Pedophilia's good. Satanism's good. Yeah, we're Satanists. I mean, they've just come out in the open. And all the things I'm saying are real things they do. How dare the president say that there's a treatment for this that's almost 100% effective? How dare him talk about chloroquine? How dare him report what major institutions are saying? No, there's no hope, my pretties. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. I mean, look at this. I see probably 50 articles a day without looking. But there's everywhere where they release 1,000 prisoners here, 200 there, 700 here, rapists, armed robbers. But we catch you outside your house, you're going to prison. It's all Democrat cities. Just, and then the latest article. Germany closes border to Europeans, but migrants still allowed in. And I got stacks of these. This is the latest today. Germany has closed its border to visitors from Europe due to coronavirus, but migrants claiming asylum from the Middle East and Africa are still allowed to enter the country. Same thing with France, Sweden, Denmark, all of them. Aside from exemptions for people from France, Luxembourg, Switzerland, who are providing essential services, German authorities closed the country's border to all foreign citizens last week. However, according to the German Ministry of Interior, the Ministry of Destroying Germany, so-called asylum seekers, military-age men, a catch-all term that basically describes economic migrants fleeing the Middle East and Africa
are still welcome. Welcome, my pretties, welcome at Germany's EU external border airports and seaports. There has been no change in the asylum procedure, a representative of the Ministry of Interior told the media.
And it's the same everywhere. What a sick joke. All right, here's what's going to happen. We're 4 minutes to break. I'm going to take three calls. Leave the hair, lips, the admiral. So, and we're going to come back and take even more. Let's go ahead and go to X in California. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How's it going? I just wanted to give everybody an update. I spoke to you on Saturday. I'm the one that my dad goes to the dry cleaners and they do the laundry for the sheriffs and the police. And I was up at actually Target this morning at 7 a.m. thinking there was going to be a line of people just to get some paper goods, and it was empty. The other thing is some of the stores aren't letting you get any cash back as of today, I've noticed. I tried to get cash back at a few retailers yesterday, and they told me that yesterday would be the last day on that. The other thing is so far I don't see much difference. I really see no police or sheriffs on the road. Highways are probably about 30%, 35% capacity, maybe 25%.
Oh, I'd say the roads there are 10%. God bless you. Got to jump. 1 minute per person. It's all agendas. A war on cash, a war on transportation, a war on your basic rights and liberties, a war on the economy, a war on sovereignty, a medical tyranny, forced inoculation. It covers and hits every base, creates hysteria, creates fear. Let's go ahead and go to Shannon in Texas. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was going to explain to you. I was going on vacation to Hawaii last Monday, made it as far as LAX when my son is a little bit autistic. Freaked out of everybody wearing a mask on the plane. So he had a complete meltdown. They had to take him off the plane on put him in a wheelchair. None of the stewardesses, none of the pilots had any PPE on. None of the paramedics that came and checked out my son were wearing any PPE. Nobody had worked in there.
And by the way, they all have that stuff, but they all don't think it's a real threat.
Right. And the other thing, Alex, I'd like to see a shirt that works.
Yeah, your phone's breaking up, brother. You'd like to see a shirt that says what?
Gorka the Orca.
Yeah, well, that guy's a failure. That guy's the biggest, bloated prima donna the planet's ever seen. I mean, he's a joke. God bless you, Shannon. Thank you. Baldy in New York. Go ahead, Baldy.
Yeah, thank you, sir. So history is going to record this as the April Fool's Day virus, and I'll be glad to explain. But first, after being behind the curve due to his misplaced trust in the federal bureaucracies like the CDC, President Trump has already moved two steps ahead of the deep state traitors who are behind this outbreak. I started out calling this the Obama virus, not the Chinese virus, because the last time I checked, the University of North Carolina is not located in China, and it was Obama holdovers in the CDC who sandbagged the president. It was the CDC who wouldn't test. It was the CDC who then sent out failed tests so that now...
And the CDC that shipped in thousands, they thought a coronavirus was spreading.
Exactly. I could go on and on.
But now I agree with you. If it turns out to not kill a lot of people, it's the April Fool's virus.
The April, well, guess what? Guess the president is again, two steps ahead. He put out the 15-day way to curve this. Guess when the 15-day curve is over with?
April Fool's Day.
April Fool's Day. That's right, sir. And if you don't mind, I would love to go on if I could catch back up where I left off here.
Now listen. Here's the rule. Baldy, we wouldn't have gotten you for 20 minutes at my normal rate. We got to you in like 3 minutes, brother.
Okay.
Gotta go. Call me back. It's a new system. Some days I'll do the old thing or like take a call each segment. And they get like 5 minutes. Today, each person gets 60 seconds. 60 seconds. What a powerful caller, though, Baldy. Please call back again. Mike, Jerome, Jason, Billy, Colin, Big Mike, Headhunter, Joe, Mark, Sean. You're all on the other side of this break.
We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite, despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in. We have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Finish up with these calls, but then Greg Reese and, of course, Harrison Smith are going to take another hour of calls. The crew's volunteered to do it, so we're here live covering this, hoping everything de-escalates. So the live coverage continues. Everybody spread those links. The globalists are hacking us, trying to shut this down. Don't let them win. No BS. Let me tell you, everything's straight shooting here. See, I don't have some Machiavelli manipulative view. With me, it's all straightforward attack. That's the real power!
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you? Join Bandot Video, and I will complete your training. Together, we can overthrow the Emperor and restore the Republic.
Yeah!
giant alien bug in the movie Starship Troopers. This is fake news. We're attempting to deceive you right now. Yes, they now fact check comedy and memes. We did not attack Clan Dathu. Trump is not a sergeant in the Space Corps. And he did not kill the bug with zinc. Again, do not take zinc. There is no hope. There is no hope. There is no hope. Orange Man Mad. Again, for radio listeners, this was a meme of Trump as a joke at Starship Troopers. It's posted on InfoWars.com. If you'd like to see it.
Comes from China. That's why.
Call for retrieval. Nice moves.
Gotta have some fun. By the way, Facebook has banned that, calling it deceptive. That's right. Anything funny or interesting is spam or deceptive or fake news. They call memes now fake. Like they even fact check comics now. This is the joke of these control freaks. And Rachel Maddow, I played it last night. I'm not going to play it again. She said the president should not be engaged in medical talk. He's not a doctor. And no one should cover his press conferences because he's scaring everyone. No, it's you scaring everyone. Chloroquine is like a 70-year-old drug that pushes zinc into the cells. Just type in zinc and coronavirus. You'll get major studies on the whole family. They'll say, well, what has been studied on this virus? Whatever. All viruses. Zinc is incredible for what it does to the body and its anti-cancer properties and its antiviral properties. And that's like saying the sky is blue. And people attack the president over this, and it totally and completely blew up in their face. He said hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak taken together have a real chance to be one of the biggest game changers in history of medicine. The FDA has moved mountains, even though they're attacking him. Thank you. Hopefully they will both work together. And he goes, from the International Journal of Antimicrobial Agents, he links to a study because they're attacking him. And the left responded, you can take too much of the drug and die. And all these doctors came out and said, yeah, you can take 2 milligrams of caffeine, it'll kill you. Or nicotine. It's just crazy. Drug touted by Trump for possible virus that kills with 2 grams. All these medical doctors came out and said, yeah. Donald Trump Jr. said, what's your point? 2 grams of caffeine can kill you, too. But no one is planning on prescribing that much. This BS is, as everyone hates it and doesn't trust the media. They're trying to create fear for clicks with misleading irrelevant info. You people truly suck. Here's medical doctors countering David Rothschild and all the rest of it. So it's just over the top how these people operate and what they do. They don't want you to know that there are things out there that massively, massively mitigate this virus, even if it's really bad news. But you've got to have the zinc in your body. At the studies I've seen are 3 times recommended daily allowance before you come in contact with it or other viruses. I mean, just type in zinc colon cancer. Type in zinc lung cancer. You'll get so many mainline top prestigious studies it'll make your head spin. On the Sunday show, I covered somebody, the 3-hour special Saturday show, probably spent 30 minutes of the 3 hours just showing you studies and showing you where it says it. Then they've got nebulizers. They use these fancy clinics in Europe where they put this special type of zinc into the lungs. And it's incredible with people that are already sick what it does. But instead, they want you to get really sick and be on life support. Oh, we need more ventilators because you're going to be in a coma. Now, there is an association between serum zinc levels and lung cancer, a meta-analysis of observational studies. Look at that. World Journal of Oncology. Literally, when I say hundreds, it's thousands of studies. Zinc is unbelievable. But long-term, taking high dosages of it will eat your kidneys alive. So there's always a trade-off with anything. With a drug, with a vaccine, with a mineral, with a vitamin. I mean, there's a Dr. Wolf tweeted back at the media attacking Trump for saying, you know, zinc. And he said, yeah, too much water will kill you. Yeah, there's been cases where people run a long marathon, drink too much water, don't have enough minerals, and they're dead. In fact, some of the highest instances of heart attacks are marathon runners. And it's not that their heart couldn't pump the blood. Their hearts were in incredible shape. They were out of minerals. And when you run out of minerals, bye-bye. Bye-bye. And most disease is from lack of minerals and vitamins, or the stomach stops absorbing them. That's the problem with old people, is they stop absorbing it. And then a recommended daily allowance isn't enough anymore. I'm going to go to your phone calls. In the next segment, I've got Mitch McConnell. Well, I kind of went through that whole segment ranting and playing those. Let's have a little fun here during all this attempt to make us scared and frightened and depressed, which can lower your immune system in every major study that's looked at it. Let's play a fun little clip here. It's again for TV viewers. I'll tell radio listeners the whole point. We forget the mainly radio audience. It shows a guy going, there's no food in the grocery store. It's 1 hour in the parking lot. And all of a sudden, this guy gave me this, this, and this. And then he holds up a gun. You realize he's robbed him. There's another one we're not going to play because it's got not really cuss words in it, but it's not family friendly. And I'm sure you've all seen it where the guy's going out there in the barn. This crack whore came off the highway and she offered me some oral sex and a donut if I'd give her toilet paper. And then after that, she went over to my neighbor's house over there and he lifts his hand up. He's got a half-eaten donut in his hand. Here's the video on the man with the gun. Here it is.
Well, I got to tell you, I went to the store to pick up a couple items, and once again, everything's gone because of these damn hoarders. So I'm walking back to the car. I see this guy with his cart full of stuff. So I walked over to him, and I asked him politely. I said, hey, do you mind sharing some of this stuff? And look at all this gave to me. He gave me Angel Soft. He gave me Cheerios, milk, macaroni and cheese, bacon.
You know, we apologize for that fake news. Again, the media will say we put out fake news. It's called a joke, and they know that. But they want control of all information because people aren't tuning into them and people don't believe them. Democrats kill coronavirus rescue plan according to their own admissions, accelerating U.S. economic death spiral. Democrats holding COVID-19 bill hostage over unrelated demands. Those articles are on Infowars.com. They are incredible. When we come back, Mitch McConnell and some of what he had to say about this situation, and then I will take five of your phone calls next segment, and we will continue into the next hour. Robert Barnes will join us at the bottom of the hour. He was on the show, and I said, what's your message, President Trump? And boom, President Trump then tweeted at Barnes when Barnes tweeted out that information in some of the videos. So he is joining us, coming up with his amazing analysis of the situation. Yes, a depression is far worse than the coronavirus, even if it kills 200,000 people. But you're seeing real live hysteria. It is the hysteria of 2020, the great hysteria. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission,
you are the resistance. I'm Alex Jones, your host here. All right, I want to go to your phone calls, but again, the over-the-topness of the Democrats, as they know the whole country and the world's turned against them, as they know they only control the cities they control through election fraud, as they know that their whole corrupt house of cards comes down, they are going to just fight like the devil when they're cornered.
Into this world we're thrown.
And they're openly trying to crash the U.S. economy. They're celebrating it. I want to go to your calls. I'm not going to play the compilation we played last week. It's 4 minutes long of seven or eight different national figures saying, we hope this plunges the economy. We hope there's a massive depression. We hope coronavirus is really bad. While they simultaneously say it's all Trump's fault, he's not doing a good job, he hasn't lifted a finger, Governor Cuomo and the mayor of New York, de Blasio, have all said that. I played it last night on the Sunday show. Outrageous. The army entered thousands of troops with the huge convoys of medicine and commandeered government buildings and hotels and had thousands of respirators reportedly. And they're just like, he's not lifting a finger. That's an outrageous lie. And I know we all know they lie, but man, it's like saying Central Park is not in the middle of Manhattan. Well, yeah, it is. And you should be discredited when you make statements like that. The nickname of New York is not the Big Apple. Well, that's another lie. These lies are beyond whopper. They're Godzilla-sized. And it's just going to get worse because they want to kill confidence because they know low-information people hear that and they get scared. The president's like, hey, it's going to be a problem. We're going to handle it. We've got medicines that treat it really well. No, you don't. No, you don't. People are scared. What do you say to them? I mean, that's what's happening. And, of course, there's the videos that people see tanks being moved down to the port there in Houston. Folks, if there's martial law, they're not going to use Abrams battle tanks. Fort Hood is where they move the tanks to ships and move them out.
And the U.S. is moving a lot of weapons to Europe, and those are painted up for Europe, you notice. There are some Bradley fighting vehicles. They might use those, but they use armored vehicles with wheels on streets. Tanks tear the streets up. So, no, they're not going to need to have heavy armor if there was martial law. So there's always tanks getting moved around. But the Democrats want martial law. There's martial law. You've seen our armored vehicle? That's what you'll see. You see a bunch of those. Okay, let's go to your phone calls right after I play a few minutes. The full video is up on InfoWars.com. It's like 9 minutes long, but the first few minutes, here's the leader of the Senate talking about what the Democrats just did, holding America hostage.
So that we can keep moving forward, because this virus is not going to wait for politics as usual. These past few days have brought unity and bipartisan energy here to the Senate. I think members on both sides agree it's been very encouraging. Since Senate Republicans released our initial framework to give some structure to these discussions, both sides have worked hard to create something that can pass the Senate, pass the House, and be signed into law by the President. The bipartisan product delivers strongly on each of the core priorities we identified at the outset. It puts urgently needed cash in the hands of American workers and families. It delivers historic and rapid relief to small businesses so they can make payroll and keep people employed. It helps stabilize key industries to avoid layoffs wherever possible and preserve the greatest economy in the world for when we come out on the other side of this. And of course, it sends a massive new infusion of resources to the front line of the medical response. That is what we have to do, Mr. President. Inject a significant amount of money as quickly as possible into households, small businesses, key sectors, and our nation's hospitals and health centers. This bill would do that, and it would do it fast. The compromise product also contains many ideas that our Democratic colleagues brought to the table. It balances the administration's focus on sending direct cash to Americans. It balances the administration's focus on sending direct cash to Americans as quickly as possible with our Democratic colleagues' focus on bolstering state unemployment insurance programs. It places conditions, which our Democratic colleagues have sought, on the loans that would flow to major businesses.
All right, so this was earlier Sunday. There's another newer clip we'll get to as well, where he's being very reasonable and nice. They killed it later. And then he goes through how it's bipartisan. But then Schumer decided not to do it. And here's the deal. Once they get you in a bubble, and once they overprint money and issue too much debt, then you have to have more and more money to the people or the economy seizes up. So we're already into this phase that leads in a year to 5 years to what you've seen happen in Mexico. It's more of a Mexican model where the currency is devalued, 10 times its value, not 1,000 times or 10,000 times like Weimar Germany in the 20s and 30s or Zimbabwe where it's millions of times devalued. But still very serious. And we're just already down that road. Are we going to have the depression right now, or are we going to have it later? The point is the Democrats want it now to get rid of Trump and then really cause a riot in this nation. Let's go to your phone calls. Who's been holding longest here? That would be Colin in Arizona. Colin in Arizona, you're on the air.
Hey.
Welcome, sir.
I'm not going to buy into this liberal hysteria. You see the hype everywhere you go, but communities are coming together like I haven't seen in my lifetime. Being 27 years old, you walk in somewhere and people kind of stray away from each other, this and that. Your friends, you're going to find out who your real friends are. We're going to go against these globalists. We're going to beat them because Donald Trump doesn't lose. He's not going to lose. He doesn't go to war to lose.
God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. This is all meant to train you to be a slave, no doubt about that. Now let's go ahead and talk to Mike in California. Mike, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, great. So I appreciate you taking my call, and now I kind of want to speak directly to the president, and that is this is how he can take this crisis and put to good use. Number one, push for smaller government. Number two, get out the UN. Do not give them another cent, because we're actually funding the bureaucracy with all the money that we're putting into the UN. They're not our friends. And then probably the final thing would be to tighten the border up. I mean, it's ridiculous what's going on here in California. It's really sad.
And it's still pretty much wide open. Just like Europe says, people from the Middle East just come in uncontrolled as Erdogan attacks with millions. But citizens can't leave their houses, Mike.
Yeah, it's a serious problem. I don't know what the legality of securing our border requires, but it's a shame seeing my state go to hell, man.
It certainly is, brother. We'll just get the word out. That's the real power you've got. Just share the links to Infowars.com/show. That's how we're waking people up. Believe me, the audience has tripled in just the last month. So you guys are doing a great job. God bless you, Mike. Let's talk to Mark in Minnesota. The virus elite plan launched too early. I'm intrigued by that. Mark, tell me more.
Well, Alex, I believe they've had this worldwide pandemic and plans for a long time, but I think since they've been losing, the globalists have been losing all over the world, they launched it way ahead of schedule. And I believe that it's going to wake up more people, and they're going to lose on this one too, also.
That's my gut. That's my overall analysis. I totally concur with you. There's thousands of points that go into that, but I totally agree that's what's happened. They've always been pre-programming, getting ready for it in the future, but they launched it early because they're behind schedule. Go ahead.
And I think we need to ask more questions about these tests and get out the corrupt history of the CDC to people. And I don't know if this was ever mentioned in the Bilderberg group, but I don't know if they mentioned it last year, a pandemic or not.
Oh, yeah, they did. The Davos group said 5 years ago and again a couple years ago they'll use a pandemic for world government. And that's why world government will be accepted, will be pandemics. So that's their answer. Also, economic collapses and migrant flows, which they themselves direct as a weapon system.
One more thing I want to mention about fentanyl that China's been sending over here. I mean, they've not also got it on street drugs and killing people. They're actually using this in the hospitals, and they actually killed one of my good friends with a fentanyl dose in a hospital. So that's
sir, it's out of control. We'll be right back. God bless you. Hour number two straight ahead.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.